Okay, so we looked at the problem of chlokas, whether or not you're allowed to place on the 2 day yontif, whether you're allowed to place the erev of the tchumen. Right, erev toshil, and you could just go with Shabbos. But are you allowed to place erev tchumen? Do you say that you could just make it tonight and there's no problem? Or you say, no, you'll make me shvisa, but Shabbat delay, you can't be going to shvisa. And Rashi says they weren't matir you to do it, even misafik. So we're saying if they weren't matir you, it must mean it's this or the old this or of Nerikim Sakin. Question is, yeah, but why is it doing that? I'm Matthew. They should be Matthew. It's not a Matthew. It's just simply a matter of a tonight trick. So why is it? So why is it also? Right, and so basically we're playing with some things, but essentially we have to find the machlokas. Why would you say or not that it's still this or Nerikim Sakin or you saw this Isser and this today? But Matt's saying. Namely, that you have to look at what's the nature of the Darabanan of a Kinyan Shvita, of Erev, of Machzik and Masakin. You're not allowed to place an Erev because of Nerik and Masakin. So in Hanachas HaErev, there's two things. Okay, there's two things in Hanachas HaErev. There's the action of placing an Erev, saying, taking food and saying, with this Erev, I'll be mutter to do so and so and so and so. It's a physical Maisa of Hanachas HaErev. Right? And then there is the effect, so to do the chalos of the Erev, the taking hold of the Erev, creating that an Erev, you're creating a halachic reality of Erev. Okay, they're two different, right? The Maisa brings about the chalos in general, but they're two different things. Right? There's the fact, right? You follow me?
Yeah.
There's an action. There's an action. Now, in general, the in terms of Erev, of course, what matters is the Maisa itself is empty without the fact. Right? Because what's the Maisa? I mean, you do have a Maisa. You need to do a Maisa on Acha. But the Maisa on Acha without the effect, I mean, it's all sort of big a means. It doesn't have any value in its own right. Its purpose is as a means to be producing the effect of the Erev. Right. But now the Rabbanan say Nerik Masakin, that it looks like Masakin. Placing an Erev on Shabbos looks like Masakin. So what looks like Masakin? What looks like Masakin? So there's kind of two ways to answer that. I mean, you could say, what looks like Masakin? What looks like Masakin, is it the action or is it the effect? So you could argue, you don't exactly see the effect. What you see is the action. So it's true, the reason why the action looks like Masakin is because everyone knows the effect which goes with it. Right? It's because of the effect. But the action, I mean, Masakin is the world of the action. Creating an abstract halachic reality isn't visible. It's the action of Hanachas HaErev, which in general produces that. I mean, see, when you have a normal object, it's the effect is visible. A normal tikkun. So you fix a chair. So the action is fixing, and you have a chair which is fixed. So that's the effect. If the chair isn't fixed, then it's not, everyone sees, look, it's not fixed. It's not Masakin, it doesn't look like Masakin, it is Masakin. But here, the tikkun is on the abstract halachic chavtza. So the action of Hanachas HaErev is an action of creating a tikkun. But the tikkun is in the halachic shame of my dira. So that's not something which is visible and apparent. What is visible and apparent is my Maisa Hanachas HaErev. And the Maisa Anacha is the clear, as the action, which generally does produce the effect, and that's why it's Nerikim Masakin. But the question is that in the Isser Nerikim Masakin say that you can create the Chalos HaErev, what you're calling is the Kinyan Shvi, so the actual, you can't actually produce an Erev, the production of an Erev is Asar, on Shabbos or Yantif. Because the production of an Erev is a tikkun, is a form of a tikkun, it's a halachic tikkun. And that, they said, is a Darabanan, is a Shvas. So if that's the case, then if you do this thing all Tanai, so then you're not producing an Erev on Yantif. You're working it out that you're always producing the Erev on Chol. If today is Yantif, I'm not doing an Erev. I'm just doing an empty action. And if tomorrow is, if it is Yantif, then tomorrow I'm doing that. You know, whatever, work out that Tanai. Right, so if you say the exera of a Nerikim Masakin is on the effect, the effective action, the creating, the creation of the halachic Erev, then the Tanai perfectly gets around that. But you could say that in terms of Shabbos and Malacha Shabbos and Nerikim Masakin, the iser has to be tofes, the physical, the action itself, grabbed hold of the action itself, because that's what's nera. So it took kinyan shvisa, but it took the action of kinyan shvisa, the action which brings it about, and that action is the same action, even if it doesn't actually bring it about because you have a tanai in there, but it's the maisa hanachas ha'erev which they asked. Yes, in the maisa. Even devoid of the fact. And the devoid of the fact has no effect, no reality vis-a-vis the din of Erevin, but vis-a-vis the din of Kinyan Shvisa, of Mesakin, and Neruk and Mesakin, you're doing the action, which is an Amaisa of an Achaz Erev. It just doesn't have an effect because you're limiting it, you have the Tanai built into it. But the action that you're doing in terms of the framework of Nira is the same action. Taking the thing and saying, this is my Erev. So if that's the case, so if you say that the Isser is on the Maisa of Kinyan Shvisa, that's the question. Is the Isser of Kinyan Shvisa on the effect of Kinyan Shvisa, or is it the Maisa of Kinyan Shvisa? So if you say that, then Isser says that the Rabbanu Warim Matu, that even Misafik. Because it doesn't matter if you're doing Misafik, the point is you're doing the Maisa Anacha. The Maisa Anacha is the Erev Asser, and you may be doing Misafik, but Bama is, you're doing the Maisa. Doing the Maisa is the Maisa, and therefore it's Asser. The Maisa is a Maisa of Harachas Ha'erev because you see that it will be effective if in fact it's Chol. So you see you are doing a Maisa of Harachas Ha'erev. It has what it takes to be the Maisa of Harachas Ha'erev. You're saying, take the food, you're putting it down, however it is you do it, you're saying the words, this is my Erev, you know. Now it's true, you're stipulating, you're building in a Tanai. But the Maisa, you have to say is Maisa of Harachas Ha'erev, otherwise if it were Chol, it wouldn't be able to take hold. So obviously you're doing the action of placing an Erev. You're not just putting food on the floor. You're doing the action of placing the Erev. It's truly the effect. The Tanai is on the effect. It's not on the action. The action is the action. The Tanai is on whether the action is going to have any meaning or going to have an effect. So, but you're doing the Maisav and Achaz Erev. So it's saying is, if you say that the Erekam Sakin is on the Maisa, so then the Maisa itself, because that's what's Neros, then it's not going to help you to do the Tanai. But if you say that Erekam Sakin is on the Halachic Tikkun itself, you can't bring about the halachic tikkun, so then here you're not bringing it about because you have a tanai built in. So we got another problem, right? Another problem we left with. There's the one thing which we didn't explain yet. I don't know, I was still thinking about it. I had a hard time getting it, but we were kind of saying is that Nerev Tavshilin also is an Erekam Sakin issue. Oh, there's another problem I forgot about. Oh, so. Yeah, right. So by Erev Tavshilin also, in theory, it's Nerekam Sakin. What?
Yeah,
the Kavod Shavas. Yeah, the Kavod Shavas is the Mati, right? So that's Nerekam Sakin. I'm not sure exactly how that's Nerekam Sakin. I understand this being Misakin because it's allowing you to cook. But, like, what exactly are you Misakin? Like we said by Erev Tachumen and Erev Chatzeros, you're Misakin your Dira. Right? Your Dira, your Abshag Dira. Like, what exactly are Misakin here? Like, your Shabbos? Your preparation, I don't know, I just couldn't exactly figure out the way to, you know, what's the chafza? Like we had that whole thing, without a chafza, you can't say tikkun. So now, and I couldn't exactly come up with a way to formulate, to find the chafza that you're fixing by Erev Tavshilin. But I feel like you probably could do it, I'm not sure. But for now, let's let that slide. Okay, but, so the thing is, in theory, if you say Nerekam Misakin is on the Maisa, right? So the Isser is on the Maisa, so then a Maisa, someone comes to Erev Tavshilin. Also, it should be Asar, because the Maisa, Nachas Erev. So on Thursday, you're saying is that if today is Yom Tov, then I don't need an Erev tomorrow. If today is Chol, then I'm placing an Erev. Right? So if that's the case, so it's saying is that you could, so in theory, that should be Asar also. But it's saying it's Mutter. Because of Kavod Shabbos. I'm sorry, it's mostly because of Kavod Shabbos. Right, the Rabbanu Matir because of Kavod Shabbos. Yeah. So saying is, so the by Erev Tavshilin, in theory that should also be a problem, because of the Maisa Nachas Erev, but saying the Matir because of Kavod Yantav. Matir because of Kavod Yantav. Which is fine, Kavod Shabbos. Which is fine, It's interesting that they did that, because look, you Kavod Shabbos, you really could have placed it earlier. It's your problem, you forgot. But they matter it. I mean, it's hard to question that. I mean, he's saying they matter it. But, like, it's a clash, you know? But what my question is if they matter it, then why do you have to make it tonight? So just say, I'll place it on Thursday. Look, it's Yom Tov. But I'll just place it. what's the whole deal? If today's Yontif, it sounds like you're trying to get around the Yisr. But if you're saying is that they matter it, then what do you have the whole tonight for? Right? They'd say if today's Yontif, today's not Yontif, right? So what's the tonight? It sounds like they didn't matter it exactly. It sounds like you're really somehow getting around it. Right? That's a question. Maybe the answer is just a different idea, different angle, which is that, okay, fine, they matter the Yisr. The bottom line is does the Erev work? Because Erev Tavshilin, the whole halakha of Erev Tavshilin is that you have to begin your cooking before Yantav. And you have to play through Hanachas Erev. And the halakha of Hanachas Erev is Hanachas Erev before, prior to Yantav. That's the heker, is that you're allowed cooking, how are you allowed to cook on Yantav for Shabbos if you've begun your cooking prior? So the whole heter of Erev Tavshilin is tied in with it being placed code before Yantav. Right now here, you're placing it on Yantav. So even if you tell me they're matir the Isser of Hanacha vis-a-vis Nerek Misakin, but it doesn't work. You can't do the narrative which you place on Yontif, simply just doesn't work. Right? It doesn't work. But it only works if you place it before Yontif. Oh, but saying is that since you make a Tanai, you say, look, if today is Yontif, then I don't even need narrative. And if today is Chol, so then I'm placing a nail before Yontif, before tomorrow Yontif. So the saying is, the Tanai is what it is not necessary to get around the Yisr. The Yisr you can't get around. The Yisr is the Masad, the Matir for Kavod Shabbos. But still, if not for the Tanai, then your Hanachas Erev is Hanacha on Yontif for Yontif, and the Hanachas Erev has to be before Yontif. So if you don't make the Tanai, so then it's basically like you're placing the Erev on Yontif, and it's not going to work. There's a question. Can someone ask a question? There's a question here. I don't know what I'm saying. Paris is asking, though, yeah, hold on a second, though, is that why do you need a Tanai? Why do you need to say the Tanai? Isn't it the Tanai just a truth? Which is that if I place it on Thursday, so in fact, if it's Chol, then I'm placing it before Yontif. Right? And if it's Yontif, then I'm placing it on Yontif. It's not going to work, but whatever, I don't need an Erev. I don't need an Erev Tavshilin because it's not Yontif is on a Friday. Right? So why do you need to say it to this other guy place the Erev on the front on Thursday? And it should work. In terms of the Esther, they might do it. In terms of the efficacy of it, so if the only scenario which is necessary is the scenario that today's call, and if today's call, so then it will work. Then it just works automatically. I'm sorry, then it's before Yontif and it will work. What's the problem? I'm thinking that maybe it's because the way Erev Tavshilin works. That in Erev Tavshilin, the idea, it's like, you're not allowed to cook because the guy's going to think, if you cook on Yontif for Shabbos, you're going to be able to cook on Yontif for Chol. So the whole idea is that you're cooking based upon the fact that you've begun your cooking prior. Right? The whole heter to cook on Yontif is that you place in Erev Tavshilin, which means you've begun your cooking prior, and therefore you're continuing the cooking of Chol. It's not that Yontif is a prep day, but that it's a continuation of a cooking of Chol. So now, a regular guy, like, and this is where what Matt was saying comes in, is that a regular guy, he relates to a Yontif, it's 2 days Yontif, it's Yontif, Yontif, Yontif. Doesn't think it's a half day, 1 day, a sort of Yontif, Yontif, 2 days Yontif. So if he places the Erev Tavshilin on Yontif, then he's basically making Yontif into a prep day. Right? I mean, it's Yontif, he's wearing his Yontif clothes, he's going to shul, he's preparing for Shabbos. And you don't say he started on Chol, he didn't start on Chol. Ask any guy, when does Yontif start? He's not going to say, well, it's a suffix. No, Yontif starts on Wednesday night. Right? So it's only like, there's an abstract halachic reality that it's a nihug of suffix. But the gavra doesn't naturally relate to that. And so far as your general nihug, your nihug both days is kodesh. But through the Tanai, so you through bringing the Tanai to mind and say making that part of your Hanachas Ha'erev Tavshilin, so thereby you could basically say that, listen, I only need an Erev in the instance that today is Chol, so therefore I'm beginning my Hanachas Ha'erev, my cooking for Shabbos now, and then when I continue, when I cook on Friday, then it's a continuation of a process which took place on Chol. You know, but I have to, that has to be part of my Hanachas Ha'erev, so therefore the Hanachas Ha'erev has a character of a preparation of Chol, such that my continued preparation is building on my Chol preparation. But if I just blindly just place an Erev on Yontif, you don't say that's a Hanacha of Chol and I'm continuing a process I began on Chol. Because the way the Gavra relates to Yontif is as Yontif. And the Tanai is what invokes the God. See, the whole framework of the Eretz Hashilin is the Gavra, and his idea is Yontif, is he making Yontif into a prep day, or is he continuing a process day beyond a chol? So it goes by the way he's relating to the thing. It doesn't go by like the abstract halachic reality that in fact it's really Yontif or whatever. The whole idea is because of the mistake the guy is going to make, and the idea is it a bizayon of Yontif? Is he making Yontif into a prep day, or is he just continuing something? So that goes by his framework. And his framework, it's basically 2 days Yontif unless he invokes the Safek through his Tanai. Because we still didn't answer that other question, which we are holding. Right, the question about why it's Asur, why you're told to use the term Asur, that's Asur to place the, right? Place the Eretz Hashuda. If it's one day, why it's also to place the Eretz Tchumen? Okay, and then also, then I'd like to do is this Tosus. My time will make Neshvisa v'Shabbat Ala on Yedayin of an Aleph. Okay, I mean this goes in a few parts. Gilden told me Kol Makom. I mean this is the first like 10 lines or something. You'll see Mikol Makom Kasha before he gets to Eretz. It's like it's hard to understand what Tosus is saying. It's like, I don't know, you'll see. It's a little tricky. Because Marshall tries to deal with it, but I don't really see how he's addressing the problem. So you can look at it. It's an interesting Tosus. It's a good like workout. It's not that many lines. It kind of reads. The words aren't that hard, but it's like, what is he saying? It's kind of like his answer is kind of like when he gives an answer, you wonder what his question was. It's like one of those kind of things, you know? Yeah, it's a good workout, that one. Okay, so I guess tomorrow's Thursday. So hopefully, I don't know if we're going to finish it tomorrow. Maybe. Okay, we'll see.